The show is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. What are you doing this weekend? I will be going to New York City to appear on the NFL on CBS on Sunday. Big doubleheader day on CBS. 12 noon Eastern and 9 Pacific for the pregame show. I will do that. I will get in. I will get out. I will be back here on Monday. It'll be awesome. Starting off this second hour, open phones, 1-800-636-8686, talking about last night's game. This email reads, "Jumpman, I am really impressed with Matt LaFleur's late game play calling. He knows what it takes to deny his star QB a second Super Bowl ring. Sincerely, Pete in Seattle." Jim in Canton, "War, we got bread."
Got bread.
That's Kyle in Green Bay. He had a clone stock, and they hit that thing hard, and they hit that thing early, and he was inviting people out and said, among other things, "We've got beer, we've got the Rome cardboard cutout, we've got bread."
Got bread.
We've got bread.
Got bread.
Hey, Van Smack, Rodgers threw it 53 times. I know passing is the in thing, but maybe the running game needs a revival in the NFL. Jeremiah in Greenville. And finally, "Dear New Orleans, thanks for forcing the NFL to put in replay for pass interference. There is nothing better than seeing that dork of an official with my son's iPad looking to see if a receiver was touched a second before the ball arrived. Signed, the majority of America. Chris, no longer in St. Pete. War outside sales. War the NFL eliminating the reviews." All right, so why don't we pick up that topic? Both those topics, the Packers, PI, officiating, all the above. So I already gave you my thoughts on the Eagles. My thoughts being, who are the Eagles? I'm not sure who they are. Even after last night, I'm sure not sure who they are, which team they are. Are they an average team that's not going to make the postseason, or are they a legitimate Super Bowl threat? I'm leaning more towards that than the other. Then, who are the Packers? As good as that win was for Philadelphia, that was a soul-crushing loss for the Packers. Like, don't get me wrong. I'm not smashing the panic button on that team. But that was a bad night for a number of reasons, starting with their allegedly Super Bowl-caliber defense that we'd all been hyping through the first 3 weeks. Considering the Packers were ranked 25th against the run coming in, maybe we should have known better. I know Doug Peterson did. He spotted the weakness in that defense, the left side, and he exploited it. And it was not hard to do. They gashed the Packers on the ground to the tune of 176 yards at home. And the thing is, it didn't start out that way. It actually started off really well. The crowd was hyped. The Packers scored early on to go up 7-0. Then they go on a monster drive, starting on their own 10. The offense was finding its rhythm. It felt like the offense had finally caught up with the defense. Davante Adams was unstoppable. The rest of the NFC was on notice. Until they got into the red zone and stalled out and had to settle for a field goal. And if this were a movie, get ready, clones. Here comes a big word. If this were a movie, that would be foreshadowing. Because the red zone issues would only get worse. Much worse. Which I'll get back to in a second. Because there were still a few highlights for Packer fans to enjoy. How about Jimmy Graham fighting off some dings, fighting off some injury, and making this ridiculous play from Rodgers?
Second and 10. Adams, 13 targets, 9 catches. Graham! Green Bay.
Thanks to NFL and Fox. Every single time Aaron Rodgers steps on the field, even now, he still does something amazing. And he makes it look easy. And there was nothing easy about that. He's backpedaling on that throw, practically running backwards, and he still makes that throw. And still puts it right into Graham's hands between a couple of defenders. It's a joke. That was a joke. In the best way possible. Unfortunately, the Packers' rushing offense was comical too, but in the worst way possible. Green Bay just couldn't run the ball. Could not run the ball. Every time they tried to run the ball, it was like a gift to the Eagles. Aaron Rodgers should be your leading passer. Aaron Rodgers should not be your leading rusher, but he was. And don't confuse this. This is a very mobile quarterback, even at that age. He's a threat when he's on the move. I get that. But you do not want your Hall of Fame quarterback, one who had a busted collarbone a couple of times, to also be your only effective runner. That said, my man can still run it.
Rodgers feeling pressure again. Bradham can't bring him down, and Rodgers has got a first down. Came in with 5 carries for 7 yards. He also came in with 215 rushing first downs.
Totally maddening for a defense.
He can still run it. The problem was he had to run it. The other problem was the Packer defense can't stop the run. Again, that crew got so much hype through the first 3 weeks, but they had some issues with the run coming in, and it got worse and worse as the game went on. Not only that, but the Packers' red zone issues got worse because with just over 9 minutes left in the fourth, Green Bay's down 7. They've got first and goal at the 1. First and goal at the 1 at home, down 7. Incomplete pass, turnover on downs. I mean, how brutal is it? Matt LaFleur has to wear that. I know they were having issues running the ball. And if any of those passes were completed, we're not having this conversation right now. But none of the passes were completed. And if you're an NFL team, you've got to be able to get 1 yard on the ground from the 1 yard line. I don't care what defense you're going up against. You've got to be able to scheme or will your way to 1 yard. All that said, you knew how this game was going to end. Even after that, no matter how many issues that defense had, no matter how awkward the running game had been, Aaron Rodgers was going to lead them on a late drive in the fourth to tie the game or to win it. And he was doing it. Green Bay takes over with 5 minutes left on their own 11. They're down by 7. Rodgers to Graham for 12. Rodgers to Aaron Jones for 2. Rodgers scrambles for 11. They keep chipping away. They're moving the ball down the field. They're moving it to the inevitable. First and goal from the 7. Give it to Jones for 4. Setting up second and goal from the 3. You know, and then they're in no rush. They're confident. They're good. You know what's going to happen next. Rodgers will find somebody wide open in the end zone. They tie the game. They win it in overtime. Or they just go for 2 and they win it right there. We all know this. It's inevitable. Roll it.
Rodgers has been in this situation so many times. Rodgers back. He pumps. He fires. It is intercepted on the deflection. Intercepted. Eagles have the ball. Nigel Bradham out across the 20. And this game is as good as over.
Eagles radio, but before that play, even they sounded like they knew what was going to happen. And they didn't know that was going to happen. And I still can't believe that. I mean, a hell of a play by Philly. And the ultimate record scratch for Packer fans. That's not how that game was supposed to end. Not at home. Not with that defense. Not with the offense showing signs of getting into rhythm. Not with your vintage Aaron Rodgers throwing for more than 400 yards. Again, hell of a play by the Eagle defense. Maybe getting there a little bit early, but what is pass interference these days? Yeah, why don't we just stop on that for a minute? No, I mean, seriously, what is pass interference these days? Because I don't know. Not when the replay officials are overruling an offensive pass interference to give a touchdown to Philly and then seeing nothing when Marquez Valdez-Scantling was manhandled. Here's what I do know about pass interference. The replay rules designed to make things better after the Rams and the Saints have made everything worse. Exactly what everybody predicted. Everybody saw this coming, and the only ones who didn't were the people in the league office who mattered the most. The pass interference rule is the new catch rule, and it's awful. But not nearly as awful as how Packer fans had to be feeling after they let that game get away. It was right there for them. Get to 4-0. Keep stretching that lead in the NFC North, knowing that the Vikings and the Bears are playing on Sunday, and one of them is going to get another loss. Instead, you're 3-1, and you took a gut punch loss that's going to live with them for a little bit. And on top of that, Devontae Adams has turf toe. They've got questions about their defense, especially their run defense, and questions about their offense. All around, a pretty crappy end to a night that started so well. Again, 3-1 is not the end of the world, but 4-0 is a hell of a lot better. And that's exactly what they should be right now. And with your hotshot, offensive-minded new young head coach, how come they can't run the ball at all? First and goal from the one, four incomplete passes. How can you not get 1 yard down there when you have to have it? Packer fan, I know you're feeling like hell right about now, but let's talk about it. Now what? 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to the phones. All right, so I mentioned this guy had bread. He was hyping the clone stock. If you're new to the program, listeners are known as clones. There's a big backstory behind that. So clone stock. Listeners come together. They rep the show. They talk about the show, the team, whatever it is. Kyle in Green Bay is known for his clone stocks. He had one yesterday in Green Bay. Let's get a recap. Kyle, what's going on? How are you?
Romy, the tailgate was a major success. We had people all day coming to find us because, you know what? I think they wanted the bread more than the beer. But it was a great turnout. We went through all the booze. We didn't go through all the bread, which was kind of sad. I don't know. I thought we were going to make a lot of sandwiches. But from here on out, Romy, I need you guys to call me the bread man. I'm out.
You don't like that. Hey, Kyle.
I don't like that call.
There's a lot of things we want to call you, but bread man's not one of them. Dude, don't be self-glossing, Kyle. You know better. You know better. In fact, clones, I'll open it up to you because Kyle started this. He lit the fuse. Kyle wants us to call him the bread man. Clearly, we could do better. Kyle, you know better. The jungle will gloss you. There is no self-glossing. Alvin, add him to the list. Go ahead and reset your whole list. You have now joined a very elite community. Although not that elite, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger with dopes who try to come on this show and let us know what we should call them. You don't let us know what we are going to call you. We let you know what we want to call you. Until then, you're Kyle in Green Bay. But clones, I'll open it up to you. You know that guy. You know his background. You know what he's about. He wants to be called the bread man. Listen, if that's what you want to call Kyle, I can go along with that. But I'm going to open it up to you. Hit me up. You can call the show as part of your call and let me know what you want to gloss Kyle. Or if you just want to hit me up on Twitter, do that. That's better. That's faster. That's easier. Tweet at Jim Rome. Kyle, as for you, I want you to meet all your new friends. The other dopes who try to self-gloss on this show.
Levi the Trash Man.
Dice Man.
Loney Carter in Spokane.
The Axe.
Bighorn Bowling Ball.
Jay Dizzle.
Manny Cheeseburger over here.
Chakala is Van City.
Lone Prophet.
The Grump.
The Grouch.
Mole Doggy in NorCal.
The Dougler. Zookeeper.
Roaster. Garbage Man, Brad.
The Cracker Jack.
G-Money. Sexy Rexy from New Mexico.
The Red Dog.
Horse Monkey. Tree Frog.
G-Money.
B-Man. SD. Bow Down.
Z-Man. Cotton
Woman. His Silly Rabbit.
Barracuda.
The Muscle Shark.
Denver John.
The Horse Whisperer.
Main Man here.
I need you guys to call me the Bread Man.
That's not a good call. No.
You don't like that call.
I don't like that.
Virtually every last one of those idiots called this show. And when I said something like, hey, it's Mike from Delaware, or it's John from New York City.
Hey, John.
They all tried to correct me and say, no, you know what? Actually, I'm known as. And then I had to correct them and say, no, you're not. You're known as your name and your town. But meet all your new friends, including Breadman from Green Bay. So you let me know what you want to call him. 1-800-636-8686. You see the Red Sox and the Rangers? Red Sox, Rangers. Man, that was the ultimate in pettiness and salt, and it was so awesome. Nothing was more Major League Baseball than that. I want to lay that out for you, too. You know where to find me. Quick timeout. John Morosi coming up next hour. Better sleep can benefit basically anybody. This is why Casper created Sleptember. You heard me correctly. Sleptember. An entire month dedicated to rest and relaxation. From outrageously comfortable award-winning mattresses to pillows, sheets, and duvets, Casper is transforming the way we sleep. The Casper mattress is an award-winning balance of comfort and support. Four layers of premium foam are designed to provide pressure relief for all-night comfort. Zone support is designed to provide extra support to keep your back aligned. With bedding, bed frames, even a dog bed, Casper's got everything you need to build the bed of your dreams for you and your dog. Rest easy with free shipping and free returns. Get a Casper like I did. Try yours for 100 nights risk-free. Go to Casper.com. Use the code Rome for $100 towards the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com, code name Rome. Get $100 off towards the purchase of select mattresses. Terms and conditions do apply. See Casper.com/terms.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Bills Mafia have been awfully quiet since Monday. They're in here Monday, hyping up the team, being undefeated, ready for the Patriots, and then I haven't heard Jack. Have not heard Jack since then from the Mafia. Understandably so. We know what happens generally when TB12 comes into your house. He carves you and it goes really badly. Is it going to happen again or do you feel differently? Is it going to be different this time? Jim Gibson tweets, Breadman. How about Ass Clown in Green Bay? Hate to say it, Kyle, but you're asking for this sort of thing. You open yourself up to it. When you come in here and you try and self-gloss, you open yourself up to other things. But when you come in here and you try and self-gloss with Bread Man, you open yourself up to these types of things. Things like Bread Man, how about Ass Clown in Green Bay? I got a feeling that given those two things, those two choices, the second one's going to stick as opposed to the first. But I am opening it up to all of you. 1-800-636-8686. Let's go to Tampa. Jeff. Hey, Jeff. Good to have you. How are you?
I'm good, Rome. How are you doing today?
Great.
Good. I got a fantastic name for him, although I do like Ass Clown. That is really good. But I'm going to have to go with Yeast Infection.
The Yeast Infection. All right, Jeff. Thanks for the input. See, Kyle, you see how that's going for you? You come in here and you say, hey, Rome, if you don't mind, can you call me Breadman? Nah, they prefer to call you Ass Clown or Yeast Infection. I got to admit, Kyle, I like you. I do. But I like their ideas better than yours. Both of them. Anybody else want to jump in? one 800 636 8686. Having a little bit of fun on a Friday. Kyle tried to self-gloss. We know that is not allowed. So I said, why don't you help him out? Give him gloss. Since you're not allowed to self-gloss, and you only get gloss when it's bestowed upon you by the jungle, bestow something upon him. Ass Clown. Yeast Infection. Hey, whatever it is, Kyle, it's not going to be Bread Man, and you're probably not going to like it. Also, I want to remind you over the weekend, if you get some time, you should listen to the Barry Zito pod. Really good episode of the Jim Rome podcast with Barry Zito. Make sure you look for that over the weekend. This time we go to Los Angeles. Can't end the week without checking in with Matt in L.A. What's up, Matt?
Snaglito from Los Angeles to Lafayette, from London to La Palma. You're welcome. The CBS Sports Net is once again bringing more heat than a fat boy Jeff in Richmond cookout, boasting of grilled goose gizzards and badger innard stewed at the ranch hand complex. The country estate that he shovels cow dung at. That's not why I called, Jimmy. Obviously, now that the NL's best manager residing, one David the Doctor Roberts, has gotten a pre-postseason dosage of jungle karma, you might as well just pencil us in for the last dance in Houston or New York right now. Expo fan, Brave fan, Brew Crew, and Cheaters, Cardinal fan. Enjoy your early exits and start booking those Thanksgiving vacations, losers. Three's a charm, and the Dodgers are about to charm their way to the long, elusive World Series rings, you pukes. That's all I got for you, Jim. War Fizzy Bobo being glossed as the bread bag. War Itch Rick Eisenhower bogging down 405 traffic in his Amish buggy. Outro.
Matt in L.A., I'm laughing, and I'm not really sure why I'm laughing. He just cracks me up. All right, so he called up. He called up to say that Jeff in Richmond is fat, but then he says, but that's not why I called, Van Smack. That's exactly why you called, Matt. That's always why you call. Anybody else? Open phones on a Friday. This is what happens when I open it up to you and I turn the talk show over to you. This is what happens when I don't stick to my process. This is what happens when I abandon my technique. This is what happens when I forget that more of me and less of you is better for this show. Take me up on it, though. Who knows when it's going to happen again? 1-800-636-8686. Open phones. I still want to talk about the Red Sox and the Rangers. That was Major League Baseball at its finest. That was red-ass baseball at its finest. That scene last night between those two teams and a pitcher trying to get to his 200th strikeout, a career milestone, Mike Minor, something he'd never done before, and the Rangers doing whatever they could to get him that milestone, and the Red Sox doing whatever they could to prevent that milestone, because those two teams have nothing to play for right now. That was the very epitome of red assery in Major League Baseball, and it was so good. So good. I don't think I'm going to see anything in the postseason to top what I saw last night between the Red Sox and the Rangers. Also, on a Friday, I know you like me to go off the board once in a while. Did you see that story? Have you seen the video of that referee who got hit in the face with a cannon blast? All right, like not a t-shirt cannon blast, but a legitimate cannon blast. Dude must be okay or I wouldn't be talking about it. He is, but it's not. So I'll have that for you too a little bit later on. I'm trying to get you clones in here. Look, I can go to the end of this program easy. Like take, rant. But I'm trying to get your phone calls in here so you can be a part of the process. Matt in LA, man, he'd call five more times if I let him. What's up, Mr. President? There he is. Ike. It's red!
It's lit!
This dude was so stressed out. He must have aged 20 years today on the 405. Oh, his hair fell out. Just kidding, Ike. Ike and Alvy got stuck on the 405. And the normal commute took five times as long. There was actually some question as to whether or not they'd make it in on time for their shift. And they generally come in 3 hours before the show starts. And they barely made it. Rome. Heard you talking about Sleptember. Can we get a Hawktober? Everyone grows out porn stashes and throws out their back doing meaningless tasks for an entire month. Signed, Ryan in Erie, PA. I like that idea, Ryan. It'd bring us all to a grinding halt, but that sounds like fun, right? So next month, let's all grow out porn stashes and then throw out our backs doing meaningless tasks for an entire month. We'll call it Hawktober. All right, when we come back, I do want to talk Red Sox and Rangers. A glorious night of red assery and salt. That's coming up next. But first, I owe you a sports update. We may make good on that right now. Jay Berman has it. Having some fun on a Friday. Red Sox, Rangers, really want to get into that, and I will. Phone lines are open. I actually gave you a topic. Well, Kyle in Green Bay tried to self-gloss and said, hey, Rome, do me a favor. From here on out, just call me the bread man. Bad enough that this guy was bragging on bread at his tailgate. Bad enough. Even worse that he wants to be known as the bread man. So I said, no, Kyle, request denied. We will not call you the bread man, but I'll let the jungle determine what they want to call you. So I've had a couple of ideas already. One was ass clown, and the other was yeast infection. There's got to be more from where that came from. Let's find out. We go to Houston, Jay in H-Town. Good to have you, Jay. How are you?
What's up, pimp in the box?
What's up?
Got the perfect name for the ass clown.
banana nut up the tailpipe bread man.
That's not going to stick. You don't like at least Kyle call. Better not hope. Better not hope it does.
Not a very good call.
That rolls right off the tongue, doesn't it? Banana nut up in the tailpipe bread. Well, that's smooth. Yeah, I think that's not a good idea. In fact, I think my suggesting that you all come up with his gloss was not a good idea. Because I think that these suggestions are going to get me into trouble, not you. Try and get this thing back on track, if at all possible. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Jerry in Green Bay. In this open phone hour, we are just rolling telephone calls. What's up, Jerry?
Romy.
Jerry.
Hey, go with the bread man? No, I would say the pinched loaf.
No. You don't like that call. I don't like that. Hey, Jerry, did you like that joke?
Not a very good call.
Did you like that one, Jerry? It sure sounded like you liked that one. I haven't heard anybody laugh at anything since Tom Thibodeau got loose. Like you laughed at your own joke. Do that. Alvin, check that out. All right, so Jerry in Green Bay said, yeah, we're not calling him the bread man, but how about we call him the, quote, pinched loaf? Did you think that was funny, Jer? Was that the funniest thing you've ever heard, Jerry? How funny was that? I'll tell you how funny that was. Not really funny at all. And certainly not as funny as you thought it was.
Hey,
you
go with the bread man? No, I would say the pinched loaf.
You're not supposed to laugh at your own jokes. Especially when that is your joke. Come on, Jer. All right, this is turning out to be a really bad idea. Let's keep moving. Anchorage, Alaska. We do have an affiliate in Anchorage. Matt in Anchorage. Hey, Matt, how are you? Good to have you.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Good, Matt. How about you?
I got something for the Wonder Bread man. It's called Skid Mark.
No. You don't like hey, Matt, I appreciate you. I love that we have an affiliate in Anchorage. Always good to hear from Alaska. We already have Rex in Albuquerque. I don't need Rex Light. All right, you're running out of time, clones. If you want to gloss Matt, I'm about to take it offline, off grid, and leave it on Twitter where it belongs. But this is your last chance. Is there somebody who can responsibly give this guy a clever handle? Something more clever than, well, yeast infection is actually the best one yet. It's the most usable one. Something more clever than skid mark. Something more clever than ass clown. This email says, hi, Jim. There once was a man from Buffalo who wishes he looked like Mark Ruffalo. And his team will get handled, blown out and dismantled. Then little Rick will eat all sorts of crow. Go Pats. Signed, Sarah T. War Buffalo changing their mascot to a rubber donga.
Rubber donga.
Let me reread that because I kind of butchered it. Hi, Jim. There once was a man from Buffalo who wishes he looked like Mark Ruffalo, and his team will get handled, blown out, and dismantled. Then little Rick will eat all sorts of crow. Go Pats. Signed, Salty Sarah T. Speaking of little Rick, look who's here. The Friday before the showdown and right on the heels of Salty Sarah's poem. Rick in Buffalo. What's up, big dude?
I haven't slept all week, Jim, and I still have the energy of 75,000 screaming lunatics. As I said Monday, I'm not worried about the X's and O's this Sunday. I have zero interest in who wins and who loses. I'm looking for one thing and one thing only, retribution. I haven't forgot about the cheap shot that roided up meathead Gronkowski, took it Trey White a couple years ago, and it's never too late for revenge. I want Jerry Hughes playing the role of Packers legend Charles Martin and turning Tom Brady into his very own Jim McMahon. Now let me explain this for you, Patriots front runners, because I know you weren't watching football in the 80s. November 23rd, 1986, Green Bay defensive end Charles Martin body slammed Bears quarterback Jim McMahon about 10 minutes after the whistle. And that bitch McMahon had it coming for running his mouth all week. I'm no dummy, Jim. This league set up for the Patriots to win every week. Look no further than the refs telling every opposing defense, stay off our lover boy Tommy. And the reason Brady's bitching about all the holding calls is because he knows his interior linemen have held on every play since 2001. And enough of the crap about that bitch boy being the greatest ever. I'll take Fouts, Montana, Marino, Kelly, Aikman, in L.A. every day of the friggin' week. They played in the golden era of the seven-step drop, hanging in the pocket till the last possible second and throwing the football more than 6 yards down the friggin' field when football was really football. If Brady played in the 80s, he would have been the second coming of Gary Hogaboom. War a Sunday afternoon barroom brawl breaking out at the Ralph. War affecting the head. War the $200 bounty Buddy Ryan put on Luis and Dejas back in 89. And war the NFL finally getting it right and giving Steve Tasker his gold jacket. 89. Bottom line, talk to you Monday, Jim. That's if I survive the weekend. 50-50 at best. Thanks for the vine. I'm out.
Rock him. That might have been Rick in Buffalo's best call ever. It's in the conversation. Rick in Buffalo. That tells you how big that game is. I've been saying, where's the mafia? Why am I not hearing from the Bills mafia? All of you were coming in here on Monday when you held off Cincinnati. You held off Cincinnati. Congrats. But you were undefeated. It set up the showdown. And Rick in Buffalo said, man, I don't even care. I don't care if we win or if we lose. I'm here for payback. I'm here for retribution. He said, I will talk to you on Monday, provided I survive the weekend. It's 50-50 at best. I love how he said that Tom Brady, not only is he not the best ever, but if he had played in the golden era of football, the golden era of seven-step drops, where you had to throw the football down the field, he'd be no better than Gary Hogaboom. My favorite part of that part, or my favorite part of that call, was Hawk laughing uproariously about that Gary Hogaboom line when he has no idea who Gary Hogaboom is. Hawk, you have no idea who Gary Hogaboom is. I'm not even sure he knows who Tom Brady is. Rick in Buffalo, Patriots fans. Yeah, who got the better of that exchange? The Salty Sarah T poem or Rick coming in the way he did, representing Bills Mafia? Man, he's angry and belligerent. And if he's that angry and that belligerent right now, what's going to happen, quote, when, quote, bitch boy drops 40 on them and they win by 28. That Bills defense is different. Did you hear that stadium? Did you see that stadium rocking as hard as it did for them to grind out that win over the Bengals? Can you imagine what it's going to be like when the Patriots come in? And they're both undefeated, and they're bidding for AFC East supremacy. Can't wait. And I'm still looking for proper gloss for Kyle in Green Bay because he wants us to call him the bread man, which is not what we're going to do. Look at Ike, a little bounce in his step. Liz in Fall City is in. She knows who Gary Hogaboom is. She tweets, Gary Hogaboom smack is amazing. It was pretty strong. All right, then. Let's try a phone call. 1-800-636-8686. Back to Wisconsin. Jake in Wisco. Hey, Jake, how are you?
Rome, thanks for the vine. Hey, I just wanted to say, based on the pictures of Matt in L.A. that were displayed on the TV program, the dude looks like a stinky Uber driver that you don't talk to and, like, continuously refuse when he offers you a tainted bottle of water. Next, I want to preface this by saying I think that the Green Bay Packers will bounce back. But last night they looked like a 17-year-old dork trying to lose his V-card. Had four chances on the one, just couldn't score. Ba-dum-bang!
That's not a good call. No. You don't like that call.
I don't like that call. Not a very good call.
Man, I've never heard you clones so happy with yourselves. Guy before that was laughing hysterically at his own joke. And this guy just hit himself with a little ba-dum-bang. That, has anybody ever been as happy with anything as Jake and Wisco was with calling the Packers virgins because they were unable to score first and goal from the one? Like they all got their V card. Ba-dum-bang.
Ba-dum-bang.
What an hour. I should have known, though, an open phone second hour on a Friday would lead to this sort of thing, especially if Kyle in Green Bay tried to self-gloss. In the meantime, reaction to Rick is coming in. At BigRoach08 tweets, holy crap. I just got goosebumps from Rick in Buffalo's call. Wow. I'm not going to say that I got goosebumps, but I did say coming out of that phone call that might have been his best call ever. That was a great call. That was a tremendous call. At Less Than JB tweets, I am not a fan of Rick in Buffalo, but that call made me want to get body slammed into a table on fire by the Bills Mafia. It's a transcending call. It's a strong call. Like, if you don't like that guy, if you don't care about the Bills and you don't like that guy, and your response is, damn, that was a good call, then you know it's a good call. DJ Jarka tweets, Rick in Buffalo forever, hashtag Bills Mafia. And Charger fan Dan tweets, man, Rick in Buffalo was on fire today. A Gary Hogaboom reset, awesome. People loving Rick in Buffalo. John Morosi, top of the hour, that's coming up next.